Yeah, Jana Stanfield is our special guest, a musician who's in Dubai, based out of Nashville in the United States. Carol Talbot brought her along. Carol, are you the person that's written the book?
I'm not sure which book they're talking about.
Oh, several.
Yeah, loads.
Well, I have written a book. My book is called Hitting the Wall and Breaking Through.
Okay, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it's the same, Carol.
Wow!
Now coming back to Jana, lovely piece of music there. And one of our listeners said that word "lovely." That's from Ali, who heard you play.
Ali Husseini, thank you.
Thanks for that. How did you get into music? How did it all get started for you, Jana?
I was a television news reporter.
Okay.
Who had always done music, but I couldn't imagine how could I get into music. You know, there's no signpost.
No,
there's no college degree that says here be a star.
Yeah.
So I told God I wanted to be on television. I learned you'd need to be more specific, or you'll be a newscaster and be chasing ambulances every day of your life.
Okay.
But when I played music for people liked it. I was always trying to get the record companies to like it, and ignoring all the people who liked it. And so after a while, I decided that I would put together 100 copies of my music and thought that would be a lifetime supply. And 100 more, 100 more, 100 more, and now it's near a quarter
of a
million.
And there's a platinum on your wall back home, I believe.
Yes,
and
yes.
And a gold.
Yes, yes. In fact, it was triple platinum, then quadruple platinum, then 5 million copies sold of a song that I wrote that Reba McEntire recorded.
Oh, yeah, Reba's
okay.
Great, yeah.
Does that show, she has a show called Reba, comedy.
They're not so au fait with it. It's been screened over here, but she, the Reba's TV series, of course, and she's always on this... she's always invited in on the country music shows and judging and presenting as well.
Yes.
She's a lovely little actress, great singer. And
yes.
She sang one of your songs.
Yes, she sang a song of mine called If I Had Only Known.
Yeah.
And it's about losing someone and looking back. If I had only known it was our last walk in the rain. Second verse is If I Had Only Known I'd Never Hear Your Voice Again. It's quite a moving song.
That news background that you had, I mean, every day going out there, I mean, you know, as you say, chasing ambulances and whatever. Did that put you in a sort of more of a negative mood at times, and then you sort of wanted to strive forward and become more positive?
Yes, because when you're doing the news, you're often reporting on things in a dramatic way that scares people. Yes, I always wanted to encourage people, not scare them.
Mm, sure.
Now, some of your songs have been included on movies and TV and radio. Highlight some of those for us.
Yes. When Reba did my song, If I Had Only Known, there was a movie that came out called 8 Seconds, and they used that song as the closing song, and then her band members were killed in a plane crash. That's why she recorded If I Had Only Known.
Okay.
So her first appearance back on television was on Oprah, so they featured that song.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when my song was being sung on Oprah, I knew in advance that my song was going to be sung on Oprah. And as soon as Reba McEntire opened her mouth, my phone started ringing. Your song is on Oprah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
song is on Oprah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, great. Fabulous, yeah.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Yeah, so that was a real landmark. And, you know, I think you've just come from India as well, haven't you?
Yes, and the song that's been played a lot is a song that says, I cannot do all the good that the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do.
Mm.
And I did that several times at several different programs in India. And then I arrived in Dubai, and the fourth person I met here started singing it to me. She'd had my CD for quite a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Julianne from Dubai Drums.
Oh yeah, we know Julianne.
Yeah.
Shall we have a few bars of that? Shall I play it from your CD?
Yes,
or do you want to do it live?
No, let's do that one from the CD. It sounds better.
Let's all right. Listen.
I cannot do all the good that the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do.
hacer.
All the good.
Todo lo bueno.
Let the world.
Que el mundo.
Need.
Necesita.
Let the world.
Todo el mundo necesita.
All the good.
Todo lo bueno.
That I can do.
Que puedo
all the good.
Tu le bien.
Let the world.
Dans le monde.
Need.
A besoin.
Let the world.
Dans le monde a besoin.
Need all the good.
De tu le bien. Que je peux lui faire.
Oh, yeah, is there no end to this lady's talents? Multilingual as well, eh?
I had to practice quite a long time to sing that in Arabic, French, German, Dutch, yeah.
It certainly comes through very, very well, and great rhythmical tune, and that nice kind of percussion going on in the background.
Just as I was listening to that, I was just feeling gratitude for my producer, Matt Wilder, who's in Nashville, and he's so brilliant that someone can take a song. Could I show you how it sounds
when
I play it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to put myself down, but, you know... You know, it's the producer who takes a song that sounds like this and makes it into that. So what he originally heard was...
I cannot do all the good that the world needs. But the world needs all the good that I can do.
So to turn it into what you heard is a great producer.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it takes people with fresh ears to, you know, see the potential in it. You know, sometimes as the writer, it's your kind of little baby, and perhaps, you know, you didn't hear that great production going on.
And that's not my expertise. Mm. You know, his expertise is hearing all this. In fact, if you just bring it up a little bit, is it still there?
Yeah.
You can just hear. I look forward to playing this two nights from now with Julianne from Dubai Drums.
We're going to do
a private concert.
That's going to be a blast.
How easy is for you though to write songs? I mean this is nice. This is like you're probably going to frown on this, but I think that's something in a way of like almost a Paul Simon, the female Paul Simon, that lovely album, you know?
Why would I frown on that? What a compliment.
Yeah,
thank you.
Does it come easy for you to get those lyrics, put that to music?
The chorus comes easily for me, and that's what I usually start with. You know, most people think that you would start the song at the beginning, and if you've ever tried to write a song, that's why it's difficult.
Mm-mm.
I think it's much better to start with the chorus. What is it that you want to say?
Mm.
And if it's, what would I do today if I were brave? Then you think, would people want to hear something called... what would I do today if I were brave? If you hand me my CD, I can just give you some titles. You know, you listen for those titles and think, would someone want to hear this song? Like the title, Learning to Fly Mid-Air.
Mm-mm.
Does that make you curious to want to hear it? And that's my goal.
Mm-mm.
Another song on the CD is Say Yes to the Rest of Your Destiny. So if you start with your title and then write your chorus, then you've got more than half the song completed, and it's the most important part.
Talking of the song itself, Reba McEntire, did she actually ever contact you when she recorded that? Did she know that
yes.
get in touch with you?
Yes, it was so wonderful. And she, the artists in Nashville are so kind.
Mm.
When they do a CD, they often have a party, and they invite the songwriters to hear their songs on beautiful speakers, and it's a small party where the artist and the songwriters are together celebrating these pieces of music.
It's interesting, we had two text messages come along preferring the live acoustic version, saying that's better. Love the second version of the song, says another one of our listeners. So
nice.
Maybe there's, you know, an unplugged...
yes. Well, you know, if someone would like to hear this music tomorrow, I'm going to be closing the seminar. There's a Brian Tracy seminar in town put on by Right Connections, my friends there. Right Selections, my friends there. And that's Gotham and Rom there. So Brian Tracy's going to do an all-day seminar, and I'll be the closing.
Oh,
fantastic.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. And plans for the future? Just keep writing more songs? Is that what's,
Travel. I love to lead trips. I love to take people off the North American continent and take them out to experience the world. So I'll be meeting 30 people in Italy, in Rome, in just a few days on Monday.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it certainly travels around, that guitar, doesn't it?
Eh? It does. Yeah.
Lots of stamps on its passport, I would imagine.
Yes. And if people could see the shape of it, it looks a lot
unusual.
Like a cricket bat, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was a lute when you brought it.
Yeah, if a cricket game breaks out, I'm good to go.
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe Harry Potter could fly around on it.
I think it could be quite good for canoeing as well.
It does look like a canoe paddle. That guitar
will travel.
Yeah. There's going to be a song coming out of this, I'm sure. We've given you a little bit of food for thought there. Janice Stansfield, it's lovely having you in the studio today. It's been a real pleasure. When you're in this area again, you must come back and see us. Thank you. Carol, where next for you? I mean, you're always a busy lady.
Yes, I'm usually travelling around the region. I think she's going in the other direction. I'll probably be heading back to the US this month.
Are you doing any fire walks? That's what she's known for.
Oh, yes. We're just going into the cooler weather, so...
Cool, wet grass.
I guess I will be firing up some teams.
That's a nice song.
Yes, we feel a song coming on.
Have you done her fire walks before?
No,
they talk about it. But
been talking about it for years.
Carol Tull. Albert and Janice Stanfield, thank you so much for coming along and entertaining us this afternoon. And wonderful voice, wonderful instrument, and we look forward to hearing more music from you.